Okay, so we'll begin our class as we always do by naming our sins to God the Father.
好，我们就像平常的课程一样，先对我们的天父认罪。
Father in heaven, we give thanks to you that we have this time and the freedom to gather here today to study your word.
感谢天父给我们时间以及自由能够一起聚集来学习你的话语。
We give thanks for all the spiritual resources that you've given to us in order that we can study your word.
也感谢你给我们所有的属灵的资源让我们能够研习你的话语。
And to understand the plan that you have for our lives.
而且因此而更能够理解你对我们生命的计划。
So give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
感谢天父，因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Just while we're waiting for other people to join us, I want to bring our attention to John 16:33.
好，我们要先来看一下约翰福音16章33节这个经句。
This is a really nice verse because there's actually a lot of doctrine tied up in this verse, but it relates to a great happiness that you're commanded to have.
这个经句是一个非常重要的经句啊，因为很多相关的一些教导啊，都是跟这个经句是有关的。那它是有关于所谓真正的喜乐。
Okay, and this is what Jesus is telling his disciples here.These things I have spoken unto you. Now he's talking to his disciples here, and he's talking about the things that he's spoken, the things that he's taught them.
好，这个呢是耶稣在跟他的学生们说哈，他要告诉他们的事情。
In order that they might have peace.
而让他们如何可以得到平安。
Now, these things that he's spoken, he's talking about his teaching ministry of 3 years now. He's been with his disciples and faithfully teaching them on a daily basis.
而这个时候呢，其实耶稣已经教导他的这些学生差不多有三年的时间了，他每天都在教导他们。
Yeah, the verb form of lilao here is to speak, but it's in the aorist tense. And what the aorist tense does is it gathers up from the starting point of the beginning of an action to the current time. So it's actually sort of like a past, what we call a past perfect tense. Gathers up from the beginning of the action until the time that the action is completed, which he's still speaking really. So that includes all of his years of teaching.
所以他用的这个说，我跟你们说，好的，这个说，其实是用一个过去完成式，就是说从过去到现在，好的这个时间，他都一直在跟他们说的意思。
And what he's saying is through the things that I've taught to you over these years, you can have peace.
也就是他的那种语气就好像说，哦，经过这么多年来，啊，我一直在跟你们说，你们如何可以有平安。
And the word is irene.Which can mean sort of peace free from war, but usually in the Bible we're talking about peace in the soul, of course.
而这边讲的平安呢，根据这个应该说圣经的一个说法，它当然讲的都是在魂里的平安。
Yeah, and this is the same word that's also used for talking about reconciliation with God. So when you believe in Jesus Christ, there is a peace that you have with God, which means you're no longer enemies of God because now you believe in Jesus Christ.
而且呢同时呢因为我们相信了耶稣基督所以我们跟天父之间就有了一个平安。也就是我们不再是与天父敌对的角色。
But Jesus doesn't promise to them and say, and I'm going to take all your problems away. That's why you're going to have peace.
而耶稣他并没有说我会把你们所有的问题都给去除了所以你会有平安。他并没有这样讲。
In fact, he promises them the opposite. As you see in the next few words here, it says, in the world you will have thlipsae, which is tribulation. You will have tribulation.
而反而呢他是告诉大家说但你们在世上还是有苦难。
And this is a problem in the church, not necessarily they're trying to deceive people, but maybe they don't teach clearly. A lot of people would say to the unbeliever, if you believe in Jesus Christ, you won't have any more problems. Now, they might not say it in those sort of words, but that's sort of the impression they like to give people. Because they might say, when you believe in Jesus Christ, then you'll be really happy. And so automatically, I think people are going to think, well, I won't have any problems.
有一些教会可能在教导的上面呢，没有那么清楚的让这个这个会众了解，就是说他可能会说啊，你相信了耶稣基督哈、啊，你可能很多问题都解决了。所以也许他不是这么直接的讲，但是会有一个让会众们可能会误以为他相信耶稣基督之后就什么问题都没有的这种误会。
Believing in Jesus Christ as your Savior does not make your problems go away automatically.
其实我们相信了耶稣基督呢，并不会让我们生活生命上的一些问题自动的就消除。
In fact, for most people, I think they find their problems increase, especially if their families are against them becoming Christian. Or, you know, there might be sort of social pressures. And also now they need to change their lifestyle. That's a big problem for a lot of people.
而反而呢，有很多人变成了基督徒之后呢，因为他可能跟家庭的其他人的信仰的差异性等等呢，他会得到一些家庭的压力，甚至社会的压力。还有呢，就是他很可能他必须对他的生命生活的方式有所改变，所以这些东西都在前面刚开始做基督徒的时候，反而是会觉得问题更多的。
A lot of the sins that they used to enjoy doing, now they realize that if they're going to please God, they have to stop those sins, and that can be a big problem.
而且呢，如果当他开始学习啊，怎么样可以让上帝高兴，就知道他说有些事情他已经过去爱做的，现在不能做了。好，那这个时候他要面对他的这种改变，那其实对他也可能是一个很大的一个压力。
Really, when you believe in Jesus Christ, the only problem that has been solved at that point is the fact that the issue of condemnation, being judged by God for your sins, that's gone. You can go to heaven now. So that's a huge problem to overcome, but it really is the only problem that you've overcome.
而真正相信耶稣基督之后的真正的一个问题被解决的是什么呢？就是我们死后会被这个丢到火湖里烧死这个问题解决了，也就是说我们相信耶稣基督之后就可以去天堂，这个大问题是真的解决了。
But as we pointed out before, really that's just the beginning of your spiritual life. Now you believe in Jesus, you're a son of God, and God has given you all of these 40 things to begin your spiritual, we say like an adventure of discovery or a voyage of discovery.
而成为一个基督徒的最大的一个差别，就是我们已经变成是得到了救恩，而且神给了我们40个礼物。那这40个礼物可以让我们开始经历一个基督徒的一个非常丰富的生命。
So again, Jesus Christ is almost like promising his disciples, you are going to have tribulation, you're going to have problems.
所以耶稣基督几乎等于是在跟他的学生们讲说，哎，你是会有大灾难，会经历大灾难。
And then he puts the word for but. Now this is the word Allah, which is the strongest word for contrast that they have in the Greek language. He's saying but. So it shows there's going to be a big contrast here.
哦，那当耶稣告诉他们说你们会有苦难，但是他说但，好，用一个非常大的一个这个反向的一个介系词叫但是。
And then he gives them a command.
然后就给了他们一个命令。
He says, cheer up, or be happy, or you know, how they normally translate it. Here they say, be of good cheer. It's actually a command.
In Chinese it said, be relaxed.
Yeah, okay, chill out, something like that. Maybe. Uh-huh. If you're being idiomatic about it, you just say, be happy. We say be happy.
所以在英文他这边讲说，但是你们可以，就是等于是开心放心，就是变得很快乐。
Relax, stop stressing out.
就是放心，不要觉得压力很大。
These are commands to the disciples.
而是用一种这个命令句哦，跟他的这些学生们说，你要开心。
Now, if somebody says relax, usually you do need to have a good reason. See, a lot of people, they get stressed out, and then somebody says, just relax and chill out. But it's very difficult to chill out unless there's a good reason to do so.
有的时候我们 很紧张好 的时候呢，会有人说啊，你放轻松啊，开开心心的放轻松。但是如果你没有一个很好的理由，你就算告诉别人说，哎，你放心轻松，他也没办法放轻松。
Yeah, the words just like relax or chill out are meaningless unless there's like some form of solving your problem.
所以你跟人家讲说放轻松，其实是没有意义的一句话，因为你必须要解决他的那个让他紧张的那个原因。
Just for example, you might have a friend and they lost their job and now they can't pay their mortgage payments on their house and maybe they've got huge debts and they're stressed out, of course.
就像如果有个你的朋友他呢失去了工作，结果呢他有生活的财务压力，而且他还有很大的一笔每个月要付的这个房屋贷款，那这样的问题发生了。
And you want to help your friend, so you say, chill out.
然后你愿意，你想要帮助你的朋友，所以你就说啊，开心点。
Well, that's not going to help him, because you know, he's lost his job and he's bankrupt. He could end up going to jail or something.
你跟他这样讲，一点都没有帮助啊，因为他就已经失去工作，也没有任何收入，却有那么多钱要付。
But imagine if you said, hey, chill out, here's $1 million, and you give him $1 million and say, it's yours, keep it.
你如果跟他讲说啊，开心点，来，给你100万，这个可能就很有帮助了。
Now he has a real reason to chill out because he's got the money, he can pay it off his debts, and he doesn't need to find work straight away.
你给了他100万，那就变成他真的可以开心、放轻松的原因了，因为他就有钱付他的房屋贷款，而且可以有一段时间没有工作也能生活。
And when Jesus says to his disciples, chill out or relax, then he says, I have overcome the world. This is the reason they can relax.
所以呢，耶稣他是跟他们说，你们可以放心开心，好，放轻松，因为我已经战胜了世界。这的确是一个可以让人家放心开心的一个原因。
Now remember the word for world that we have here is cosmos, and cosmos can mean the physical world, but usually in scripture it talks about the worldly system.
而这个世界呢，说战胜世界这个世界讲的就是整个世界的系统。
We talk about Satan's cosmic system.
也就是我们在讲的是撒旦他所控制的这个世界的系统。
Yeah, this world that we are, Satan is the ruler of the world, and he runs the governments, and he runs the different organizations, and he deceives people through religion and through human ideology.
因为我们知道呢，这个世界其实是被撒旦所控制的，他也经由宗教、政治、政府等等这些他可以控制的这些人事物跟组织呢，来欺骗人民。
Remember, Satan became the ruler of the world when Adam sinned in the garden. Basically, it was like Adam handing rulership over to Lucifer.
大家应该记得，就是当亚当在伊甸园里面犯罪之后呢，他等于是拱手将他可以管理这个世界的权力让给了撒旦。
And what also happened, if you remember, is that the ground was cursed. So we went from this perfect environment to now having the environment of the world being a place of much cursing.
而也因为这样呢，亚当的罪呢，使得这个世界、这个土地都被诅咒了。所以整个世界的环境呢，从伊甸园那样完美的环境，变成了会逐渐腐坏的环境。所以因为整个世界是被诅咒的。
And death also entered into the world.
而且死亡也被引进了这个世界。
So when Jesus said, I've overcome the world, not only had he overcome the satanic system, he'd learned right from the beginning that Satan's plan or Satan's world, his Satan system, could be overcome. And that's obviously through the word of God.
而耶稣所说的他战胜了世界，他基本上就是在说明他战胜了撒旦他的计划，撒旦他所控制，他撒旦所设计的整个世界的系统。
And that meant that he had control or he had power or victory over the temptations and the tests of the world.
而且呢，耶稣是因为他已经因着上帝就天父的话语，他战胜了撒旦 而且所以他战胜了这个测试跟诱惑。
Yeah, and also the resurrection, he'd overcome death, he had victory over death.
而且呢，耶稣呢，他也死而复生，他的复活呢，基本上也是战胜了死亡。
Yeah, so Jesus Christ had proven to the disciples that through his teachings, you know, that because this is where he's spoken to you these things, they have solutions to every problem they could face.
也是耶稣呢，他也经由他的这个实地的测试，他战胜了所有在世上的各种问题。
And even when they finished off their lives, you know, the disciples, you know, many of them would live much longer actually. But he was promising them that when you die, you're going to live forever.
而且耶稣也等于是跟他的所有的学生说，当你们死后，你们可以再复活而能够永生。
So in short, he's saying you're going to have problems, but chill out because we have a solution to every problem that you ever will have.
所以耶稣基本上就说，对，你们会有问题，会有苦难，有问题，但是我们对所有的苦难与问题，全部都有一个解决的方法。
As long as you are obeying Jesus' words, learning his words, you have a reason to relax under every circumstance that you have.
所以经由这个学习上帝的话语，我们基本上就可以很放轻松，开开心心的去解决所有的问题。
Anyway, we'll get back to our study now. We'll go back to the original PPT.
好，我们今天呢，刚才这个临时讲的一小段，但重点是今天的课程是要继续的谈祷告这个主题。
Okay, we're talking about prayer, of course. So we're going to run through some more principles. These are all taken out from the appendix. That means the back of the book of prayer by the colonel.
而我们呢，是在把这个祷告这本册子、这本书后面的这个附录啊，里面的所有的金句一个个跟大家讲明。那其实也是所谓祷告的原则。
Last Monday, we had our last class there, and I just finished off that lesson by talking about the approach to prayer.
好，我们礼拜一呢，才讲过，就是有关祷告的一些基本原则。
And the three basic approaches that you have here, like when you're praying, you address your prayer, which means you speak. When you're speaking to God the Father.
我们要记得的就是说呢，一开始我们在祷告上面第一件事情要注意的就是我们的祷告对象是天父。
And the Bible reference verses we have for that is Matthew 6:9, Ephesians 3:14, and Ephesians 5:20.
而在这个根据呢，是根据马太福音的6:9，以弗所书的3:14跟5:20。
Yeah, in English we might use the word direct, so we say you direct your prayers to God the Father, not to God the Son and God the Holy Spirit. You don't pray to the Son or the Holy Spirit, you pray to the Father.
很重要的这一个概念就是我们的祷告都要直接对天父，而不是对圣子。
Now, you know, I know that in a lot of churches they might pray to Jesus and they pray to the Holy Spirit, which is non-biblical.I don't know whether those prayers will be answered because it just seems when God gives you protocol means he gives you ways of doing something. If you go outside of the protocol, you're risking not having the prayers answered.
听说因为他也知道有一些教会呢并没有这样教导，所以呢他们有的时候也会对圣子或者是圣灵祷告，但是呢这并不属于这个我们的圣经所教导的，所以就会变成说我们有时候会担心你去跟耶稣祷告或圣灵祷告可能就没有办法来被这个天父回答，就是这个祷告就可能没有人回应，那这个是比较危险的事情，比较可惜的事情，所以我们还是最好是按照圣经所教导我们的 SOP 来祷告。
And you know, we like to emphasize this protocol because we have to understand our relationship with God is based on protocol, which is like the rules of a royal family. You know, we're talking to the God of the universe and we are in his royal palace.
那我们要知道就是我们所有的这个跟神的关系啊都是有它的一个规则的，就像我们成为这个皇家成员的一员，那这个皇家它是有规矩的。 所以我们应该要按照规矩来做事，所以这个祷告也一样，要按照皇家的规矩来祷告。
And some people might say, oh, it doesn't matter because, you know, God understands what you're thinking, and if you're sincere about it, then God's going to be okay with it.
那有些人会讲说，哎呀，没问题啦，神什么都知道啦，所以你只要很真诚的向神祷告，他就应该都知道了。
Well, I would really think that if God's going to give you rules in Scripture, like the protocol in Scripture, that becomes like a checklist for you. And if you want to be sure that your prayers are going to be answered properly, you have to follow the checklist.
因为，但是呢 ，Tim 的意思是说，既然我们已经被教导，好，它是有一个次序规则的，我们何不就好好的遵守神所给我们的教导那些次序和规则？
You can't just go making things up.
你不能够就这样自己创造一些是方法。
And then justify by saying, well, you know, God loves me a lot and I'm a child of God, so surely God will allow me my prayer.
然后就自己自以为说啊，神那么爱我哈，那我是神的孩子，那神一定会听我的祷告。
Now we're going to see that as we go through these, you know, this list of things, that there's actually going to be parts in Scripture where God says,Because you do this, I don't listen to your prayers.
因为我们总不希望哪一天 你去跟天父说，哎，怎么我的祷告你都没有回应我？然后天父说，因为你没有按照我们的这个规则在做啊，所以我根本听不到啊。我们总不希望天父这样回答我们吧。
Yeah, it's like, you know, when they fly aeroplanes, the mechanics or the pilot, actually, the pilot is responsible for the plane.And before he takes off, you know, they have a checklist. If it's just a small plane, it might just be a few things he has to check off. But on a bigger plane, of course, they could have hundreds of things they need to check off.
就像今天一台大的这个豪华客机哈，那客机上面的这个驾驶员，他要飞这个飞机之前，他一定有一大串的这个 checklist。就是要勾每一个他 check 都要勾过哈，那要完全按照次序，然后把每一件事情都确认过，这样子他才会能够确保这个飞机是非常安全的，可以飞往目的地。
And if you miss some of those things on the checklist or overlook them, your plane could crash and burn, you die.
那如果呢，他就是有一些该勾该去确认的没有去确认，那结果呢？那个东西就刚好发生问题的话，那你的飞机就要发生大意外了吗？
The checklist for prayer is not really that long. We're not talking about hundreds of things, but there are obviously some very important things that you need to make sure that you're doing properly.
而当然我们的祷告的这个所谓确认表还没有开飞机那么复杂，那所以我们何不就很确定我们的祷告是符合神的规则的。
Okay, but the scripture tells us very clearly, and Jesus told us, you know, when you pray to the Father.
而我们的圣经经由耶稣的教导，他很清楚地告诉我们，当我们祷告的时候是向天父祷告。
Okay, and when you pray in the name of the Son.
而我们在祷告的第二个重点呢，是说我们是因着主耶稣基督的名，也就是圣子的名，才能向天父祷告。
And the references we had for that was John 14, verse 13 and verse 14.
这个根据的经句是约翰福音14章13节和14节，还有16章23、24节。
Okay, and chapter 16, 23 and 24. Now that's saying in the name of the Son, which doesn't just mean saying at the end of your prayer, this is in the name of Jesus, but it means praying according to the will or to the thinking of Jesus Christ.
而这个所谓因着主耶稣基督的名，不是讲在我们的这个祷告最后面说，哦，我因着主耶稣基督的名而已。它基本上是说，所有我们的祷告都是根据耶稣基督的思想跟旨意来祷告，所以我们的祷告是不能违背耶稣的教导。
You're representatives of Jesus Christ, and actually at the same time, He's representing you at the right hand of God the Father.
这是代表的是说我们呢在代表耶稣去做这个祷告，而同样的耶稣也代表我们坐在上帝天父的右边来为我们做祷告。
So you don't want to be going saying things that are against Jesus Christ.
所以你绝对不愿意去不可以 去祷告一件事情是根本就是违背耶稣的想法的。
We use the word representative. If somebody is representing their company, for example, if they're talking with a customer, they can't just be making things up either. They have to tell the customer exactly what the company policy is.
就像今天如果有一个业务代表，他代表了这个公司去跟他的客户谈任何事情，他所讲的所有的事情都必须是符合这家公司他的所有的资料，他不可能自己去捏造一些事情来讲给他的客户听。
Maybe the man is selling, let's say, selling washing machines door to door, and the company policy is if you have a problem with the washing machine, you have a 1-year guarantee.
好，比如说啦，这个有一位代表呢，业务代表呢，他是在卖这个洗衣机的，然后他的公司有告诉他说，公司的政策是这个洗衣机它有一年的保固期。
But the salesperson, he wants to get the sales because he gets the commission, right? So the customer says, how long is the guarantee? He says, 10 years. You have a 10-year guarantee on the washing machine.
那如果呢，这个业务代表呢，他为了想要拿到这笔生意，那他的客人跟他说，哎，你们的到底是保固多久啊？他为了得到这笔生意，他说十年的保固。
He's not representing the company.
那他就不是在代表他的公司讲这个话了。
And he's going to get fired from his job if he gets found out.
那他如果被公司发现的话，发现他欺骗客人的话，他这个代表一定会被开除。
It's like Christians in their prayer when they're praying all sorts of what my pastor would say goofy prayers.You know Goofy from Mickey Mouse and Goofy, right? But Goofy actually means something that's twisted and just silly, stupid maybe.
好，所以如果我们在祷告的时候讲出来的话根本不符合耶稣基督的教导，那我们就是在胡诌，那这种胡诌的祷告基本上是绝对不会被接受的。
And obviously the more you know the thinking of Jesus Christ, then the more accurate or authentic your prayers are going to become.
所以呢，我们如果越呢以耶稣基督的思想为思想的话，我们的祷告就越能够被回应。
Okay, and then the third thing we have in the approach to prayer is it has to be in the power of the Spirit.
然后第三个要件呢，就是我们的祷告必须一定是因着圣灵的力量。
Okay, we'll have a look at this verse. This is Ephesians 6:18 here.
那我们来看一下以弗所书六章十八节。
Okay, we're going to have this word supplication, and supplication means making specific prayers to God.
那这个呢，基本上是一个特别的祷告。
So I'll just read from the English here because it's okay, I think. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit.
这一句话呢，说在圣灵里，随时多方祷告祈求。所以那个有一点点说，你要祷告，而且要有一点恳求的意思。
Okay, so you have these two terms. And again, prayer, the first prayer is a sort of a generic term for prayer. It's more of a broader meaning. And then the supplication, it'd be more specific, but you know, when you're speaking about a specific topic and maybe with more intensity.
因为这个祷告这个词哦，比较在不管在英文或者是说原来的希腊文它都是比较一个广泛的一个概念，就是当你跟神说话就叫祷告。那如果你有特别的事情要祈求，要恳求神天父的话，那它也是在我们的祷告里面。所以它跟就是为什么会翻成祷告祈求，好，就把祷告当作是比较一般的对神说话，那祈求就是有明确的目标要讲的。
Now, I'll get you to put a ring around these terms here, Ben. This is en pneumati. Literally, they translate it as in the Spirit.
然后呢，而且是在圣灵里，靠着圣灵，在圣灵里或靠着圣灵来祷告祈求。
Now, you see, this is actually what they call the D here. You can see on the screen. The D represents dative. And dative can also be translated as by means of. It's talking about the means of doing something. So we can translate this as by means of the Spirit.
所以中文就是靠着或者是靠着圣灵。
That by means of, like through the means of. Okay. And this is a synonym for being filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以这其实意思就是说，我们必须要在圣灵充满的状态下去做这样的祷告祈求。
Okay, so again, yeah, in the Spirit means that you have to have the filling of the Holy Spirit. He's going to be reminding you of the doctrine that you've been learning, and He's going to be, and we'll see another verse, praying on your behalf. He's praying through you, or you're praying through Him, but in the Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is helping you in your prayer.
那因为其实我们都知道，我们每一次在学习圣经的时候，是靠着圣灵让我们能理解这个圣经。而当我们要去对天父祈求的时候呢，也是靠着圣灵，然后才能够传达给天父知道。
Okay, now we'll just take a 10-minute break for now, and then we'll get on to the next slide after the break.
好，我们来休息10分钟后，再来谈下一页 PPT。